IT Teachers, Lonesome No More, a leadership profile of Mr. Joachim Meiss, Headmaster, Multimedia Vocational School, Hanover, Germany. No stranger to the lonesome cowboy situation experienced by many information technology instructors, Headmaster Joachim Meiss was quick to institute Cisco Networking Academy at the Multimedia Vocational School in Hanover, Germany, when the school opened in 2001. Before his position as headmaster, Mr. Meiss' career included teaching at a vocational training school, working in economics and IT, and working at the German Ministry of Education, where he first learned about Networking Academy. Mr. Meiss says, "It was a great opportunity for me when I was offered the job of headmaster at the Multimedia Vocational School. Including Networking Academy courses at our school was a way to have a view to the future and eliminate the lonesome cowboy element of teaching. In the past, teachers were alone at the front of the classroom dispensing facts and figures to their students. These instructors often felt, according to Headmaster Meiss, as if they were preparing their lesson plans in a vacuum. This situation was particularly difficult for IT instructors as technology is continually evolving. In the 140 vocational schools in the Lower Saxony section of Germany, there are only one or two IT instructors at each school. They had few opportunities to connect with other teachers to find out about new developments in IT. The IT world is turning very, very quickly," notes Headmaster Meiss. "These instructors were always running behind the new developments, but with Networking Academy, they have a group of other teachers who have the same challenge of keeping up to date. They meet 3 times a year. Cisco provides many activities to bring them together and provide current information so they become a big network of IT professionals. This in turn fostered team teaching that helps students understand the value of teamwork. Now, groups of teachers do a project with the class over several periods rather than just presenting 90-minute lessons. As a 21st century skill, teamwork is hard to teach if you don't practice teamwork yourself," Mr. Meiss says. "It's a big transition from teaching alone to being part of a team of teachers. Now working together in Networking Academy, they plan the timing and content of the courses, including projects to be organized by the team and the students." In the German vocational education and training system, called the dual system, most students also have a job in a company. The students range from 17 to 22 years old, but some are 35 or older and are changing jobs. Students work at the company 4 days a week and go to school 1 day a week. It is the job of both the vocational schools and the companies to educate the students and provide them with their qualifications. "The goal of the Multimedia Vocational School is to make all their classes relate closely to the students' jobs. Lessons include practice and real work-related projects. Hands-on projects cultivate interest in the students. Projects include planning and executing the IT infrastructure of a classroom in the Multimedia Vocational School or another school. About 30% of the computers at the school are built in classroom projects. The students become motivated to learn more and attain their qualifications," says Headmaster Meiss. "Networking Academy is a combination of e-learning, work in the laboratories, and a special system of tests, which Headmaster Meiss says students consider particularly desirable. For Germans, certificates are very important. Instead of asserting what you can do, it is sometimes much more important to have the piece of paper that certifies your qualification. The students know Cisco CCNA coursework is a qualification factor for their future. The international aspect of Networking Academy is also appealing to both teachers and students. The students discover that if they work in IT, many of the companies are international." Mr. Meiss says, "It's necessary for the IT students to be flexible, to be willing to go to another country, to work outside of Germany. With international certification, Networking Academy opens the door for global activities in IT. Like many other developed countries, Germany will lose a significant amount of its workforce to retirement over the next few years." Headmaster Meiss notes, "Soon all through Germany and IT, we will have a big problem getting highly qualified workers." In the past, it was easy for companies to recruit students, but during the next 5 years, that will change significantly. Headmaster Meiss stresses, "There will be about 55,000 places in the companies for students, but there will only be 35,000 students. Companies will have to work very hard to find enough students to fill their positions." In conclusion, the headmaster suggests that educators around the world can prepare for their future workforce needs by following Cisco's example. We must change the way we teach and learn using the model of how Cisco developed Networking Academy. We must bring more practical exercises and projects into the classroom and more international elements into the school. Then we will better prepare our students for their future. We hope you have enjoyed this leadership profile. If you would like more information about the Cisco Networking Academy, go to www.cisco.com/go/WLC.